AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
You are going to be so proud of your president, and you are going to be so proud of your country.
Donald Trump just wrapped up an appearance in Orlando, Florida. Very early returns out of Kansas show Ted Cruz leading in the caucuses there. GOP nominating contests are also taking place in Maine, Kentucky, and Louisiana today, while Democrats are voting in Nebraska, Kansas, and Louisiana. Getting back to the GOP, Ted Cruz says he wants to focus on the issues.
We have been able to win over and over and over again from the grassroots. This process doesn't need to be mean. It doesn't need to be nasty.
Marco Rubio says he is doing what is necessary in the debates and in the campaign.
Donald Trump, he might have grown up the way he did with a lot of money and going to boarding schools. I can tell you this, where I grew up, if someone keeps punching people in the face, eventually someone's going to have to stand up and punch them back.
For the Democrats, there will be a debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tomorrow night in Flint, Michigan. There are some 11,000 migrants in a border town in Greece near Macedonia. Very few people are being allowed to cross the border. Aid worker Kristen Reyners says there are a lot of children there and some are getting sick.
They are exposed to these weather conditions. They are exposed to the lack of hygiene in the camp and they are suffering.
Macedonia has stopped all but a trickle of Iraqi and Syrian refugees from crossing following similar restrictions by countries further north in the migration route. Prosecutors say a Florida man who flew a small gyrocopter through protected Washington airspace before landing outside the U.S. Capitol last spring was seconds away from colliding with a Delta flight that had taken off from Reagan National Airport. The family and colleagues of former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who disappeared from Iran 9 years ago while on a CIA mission, are expressing anger and disappointment that he wasn't part of a January prisoner exchange with Tehran. This is AP Radio News. The dogs are ready to go in Anchorage, Alaska. It is the ceremonial start to the Iditarod sled dog race. There isn't a lot of snow on the ground in Anchorage. It had to be shipped in. Because of that, the 11-mile route has been cut down to 3 miles. The competitive race, which covers about 1,000 miles, starts tomorrow in Willow, Alaska, which is about 50 miles north of Anchorage. Author Pat Conroy has died. Two of his books became hit movies, Prince of Tides and The Great Santini with Robert Duvall.
Kind of like winning, huh, Dad?
Get smart with me, Jock. I'll kick your butt. Now, come on, guard me. You got to win by two.
I'm not going to guard you, Dad.
Hey, Mama's
boy.
Mama's boy. I bet you're going to cry.
Conroy shared details of growing up as a military brat with his anguished relationship with his abusive father, who was the main character in The Great Santini. Pat Conroy died at the age of 70. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.